早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, as we study your word this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们今天早晨学习你话语的时候，
would you speak to us as we grow in your image?
求你对我们的心说话，让我们可以在你的形象上成长。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Today's lesson is probably a lesson that I should never teach.
今天这个课呢，我应该永远都不讲这个课。
How many of you would call yourself a people person?
多少人可以说自己是一个，就是比较喜欢跟人在一起的人
？A people person, a person who just gets a lot of energy from being around people. Quincy, raise your hand.
Okay.
就是人一多你就挺兴奋的。
Everyone was looking, wondering why you didn't have your hand up.
大家都在看呢，就是说这Quincy怎么竟然没有举手
？Put your hand up. I know you.How many of you are not?
多少人不是喜欢那个人多的，就是比较喜欢独处的。
I used to joke with my students, I'm not a people person.
我常常给我的学生，有时候开玩笑说，我不是那种喜欢人多的。
I don't even like people persons.
我甚至不喜欢那些喜欢人多的人。
That's not true.
那个不是真实的。
That's not true.
不用再用，那个不是真的。
But it is.Our topic today is one that is a challenge for me.
今天的这个要讲的课对我个人是个挑战。
And for a long time, I really didn't think it was important.
有很长一段时间我觉得这个并不重要。
In fact, I came to understand the importance of it not primarily through experience.
我之所以意识到这个主题的重要性不是因为通过个人经验。
Because the experience is still difficult for me.
因为呢，这个个人经历对我来讲还是困难的。
But I was doing a period of study in Ephesians.
然后呢，我在有一段时间，我就是专注在深查以弗所书。
And everywhere as I studied this and read this book over and over and over,
就是我不断的在读以弗所书。
I realized that.Paul was not saying something I wanted him to say.
我发现了保罗没有在讲一说一些我希望他说的话。
He was not saying.
他没有说。
Spiritual growth is just me and Jesus.
他没有说这个属灵的成长就是耶稣跟我。
I spend time with Jesus.
那我跟主耶稣花时间。
I grow in His image.
然后我就会在他的形象上成长。
And I am.Becoming what he wants me to be.
我就会成为他要我成为的样式。
Paul was saying,
保罗说的是,
and over a period of two or three months, I read the book dozens of times.
然后呢，有两三个月的时间，我把这本书读了十几遍。
And Paul was saying,
保罗说的是,
we grow in the image.
保罗说的是, 我们一起成为耶稣基督的样式。
We grow as we spend time in fellowship.
当我们在一起有相交有团契的时候，我们一起成长。
As we build one another.
当我们彼此建造的时候。
Christ is building us as a group.
主耶稣呢是把我们作为一个整体再来建造。
In his image.
把它建造成。
And by the time I came to the end of my studying of Ephesians,
当我学到这个以弗所书就是结束的时候，最末尾的时候
，I realized that Paul says,
我就意识到保罗说的是
，I must have Christian community in order to grow as God wants me to grow.
为了要成为像主像神所期待我那样成长，我必须得有一个基督徒的社群。
Now I'll tell you how much that lesson kind of bothered me.
你知道那个课有多搅扰我吗
？Is I said, wait a minute, that can't be right.
我说等一下，肯定不是这样的。
Because I remember the monasteries.
因为我记得修道院吗
？Where people went away to be alone and spend time to grow in the image of Christ.
因为呢，就是人们就。离开人群，然后呢，就要单独的跟神在一起，到修道院里。
And so I began to study them.
然后呢，我就开始去研究这些修道士的生活。
And I discovered that our image of the monasteries was actually wrong.
我就发现呢，我们对这个修道士的 对修道院的印象其实是错误的。
Because in an age where travel was difficult,
在那个时候旅行可是不容易。
And you couldn't come together in cell groups easily.
你不可能就是说很容易的就聚成这个细胞小组在一起。
Groups of people,
就是那么一群人
withdrew from the world,
他们就从这个世界里
as a group,
但他们还是一群人。
That's the part I didn't like.
那就是我不喜欢的，他们还是一群。
And they formed a community.
他们就形成了一个小的、小小的这样一个基督徒的社群。
Now later that got warped.
然后呢，当然后来这个就有点扭曲了。
Because most of the things we do end up getting twisted.
因为我们
And it became
本来是好基督的，然后呢，就是还是会扭曲，最后他们就变成就是好像跟世界隔离。
But the purpose that the, even the monasteries began was to put Ephesians into practice.
其实那个修道院呢，它刚开始的起初的目的也是要把以弗所书给实践出来。
Grow in the image of Christ.
为了要在耶稣基督的形象上成长。
As a body.
是作为一个肢体，作为一个整体来成长。
This week I have been studying in 1 John.
这个星期呢，我在学习。
I don't want you to look this up.
我不想大家看。
I want you to listen for a moment.
我想你们听一下。
Because something startled me and I want you to hear it.
有些东西是令人很惊奇的，我想你们听到。
If you've been in my classes very much, you know that one of the ways I think we should study God's word is look for repeated words.
如果你在我的课上你上过一次的话，你就知道一种学习神的话语的方式就是去找那个重复的词语。
I am not a fan of deep, complicated ways of studying the Bible.
我不是那种喜欢说花那种很深奥的、很复杂的系统来学习神的话。
Because most of us won't be able to do that, and so we'll just quit.
因为我们很多人都做不到嘛，所以我们最后就放弃了。
And so I find that the study that helps me most is usually a very simple way to study.
所以我发现帮助我学习的最好的方法常常就是那个很简单的。
And one of the ways that I study a short book is to read it over and over.
就是我学习这个短的这个书卷呢，好的办法就是不断的读。
And every time I read it, I'm looking for a word.
每次我读的时候，我就去找那个词语。
I've seen repeated.
我就找那个可以重复的词语。
So every time I see that word, I'll circle it.
所以每次我找到那个词语呢，我就会把它圈起来。
Next time, do a different word.
然后下一次呢，我再找一个不同的词语，然后我用一个不同的标志把它给画出来。
My Bible looks a little bit like a coloring book.
所以我的那个，我的圣经呢，有点像那个绘画书似的。
Of a person who has no art talent, so all he can color is squares and circles and triangles.
我这个在绘画方面没有天分，所以我画的就是圆圈啊或者方块。
But I recommend that to you to study.
但是呢，我向大家推荐这种方式。
It helps you to simply get into God's word very in a very simple way.
就是让你可以，就是用一种简单的方式来进入神的话语。
So I was studying 1 John.
所以我在学习约翰一书。
And I read this verse.
那我就读到这句话语。
If we say we have fellowship with him, with God.
如果我们说我们是和神相交。
While we walk in darkness, we lie.
但是呢，却仍在黑暗旅行，就是说谎话的。
Okay, so hold on to verse 6.
所以呢，你就待在第六节，记住第六节。
If I say that I have fellowship with God.
如果我们说我们是与神相交。
But I'm walking in darkness.
但是却仍在黑暗旅行。
I am lying.
你就在说谎话。
Got it? Fellowship with who?
你在跟谁相交呢？
Alright.
跟谁相交？
That's verse 7.
第七节说，
If we walk in the light,
我们若在光明中行，
Instead of walking in darkness,
而不是在黑暗中行，
If we walk in the light,
如果我们在光明中行，
As he is in the light,
如同神在光明中，
We have fellowship.
就彼此相交。
Based on verse 6,
根据第六节跟神的相交。
What do you expect in verse 7?
那你在第七节你是需要什么呢？
If I walk in the light, I'll have fellowship with who?
如果我在光明中行，我跟谁相交呢？
God.
应该是跟神相交，对不对？
Because that's what we just got through talking about, right?
因为我们刚才在第六节讲到说。
But in verse 7, now you can look at it.
但是你现在可以看你的第七节。
If we walk in the light, we have fellowship
但是我们又在光明中心，我们是什么呢？是我们彼此直接相交。你看到约翰所讲的吗？他就把这个转过来了。从跟神之间的相交相通，到了我们彼此之间的相交。为什么要这样呢？
Because I kept going through John.
我就是不断的读约翰。
And for John,
对约翰来讲，
which means for us,
对，也就是因为对我们来讲，
I cannot have fellowship with God if I refuse to have fellowship with one another.
如果我拒绝就是跟彼此跟别的弟兄姐妹有相交有团契的话，我也不可能跟神有团契有相交。
And again, I confess, I don't very much like that.
我要承认我不喜欢这个讲法，这个教导。
Because there are some one another's who are really hard to have fellowship with.
因为有那个彼此啊，是你很难跟他相交的，有些人。
But John says,
但是约翰说，
If I want to have fellowship with God,
如果我和神相交，
I have to have,
我必须要跟彼此，要跟别的弟兄姐妹相交。
So we talked about a bunch of areas of spiritual formation.
所以我们讲过很多这个属灵上的，就是塑造，就是一些操练。
We've talked about spiritual disciplines.
我们也讲到了属灵上的操练。
About the fact that my watch is quit working. And now we're going to look today at Christian community.
现在呢，我们要看基督徒的社群。
And how that impacts our growth in the image of Christ.
那个会如何影响我们在基督耶稣基督的形象上的成长？
Start with some examples of people.
先从那个人物开始。
See if this sounds familiar to you at all.
听听这个对你是否熟悉。
Don't raise your hand.
不用举手啊。
No testimonies yet.
今天不需要做见证。
Person who separates themselves from the church.
比如一个人，他就是离开教会，他跟教会里边分离。
Because over and over they have been hurt by people in the church.
因为他不断的是被教会里的人所伤害。
And the easiest thing to do is.
那最容易的面对的办法就是。
To come to church.
就是到教会里来。
Sit and listen to the sermon.
然后坐下来听讲道。然后就说我做了，就这样子。
I was talking to a man who would have fit in this category.
我跟一位先生就是聊天，他就是这样的。
And he had left a fairly small church.
他离开了一个挺小的教会。
To go to a big mega church.
然后就去一个超级教会，巨型教会。
And I don't mind that.
我觉得那个没关系。
But I asked him why he did.
我就问他你为什么要这样做呢？
I thought maybe it was beliefs.
我想是不是因为那个信仰的那个教导的不同。
Maybe it was the worship style.
或者是因为敬拜的方式呢？
Maybe it was more opportunities to serve.
或者是因为在巨型教会有更多的服事机会呢？
This is what he told me.
他告诉我什么呢？
At that church I can go and no one will know who I am.
他说我去那个巨型教会，我可以去了，然后离开了，没有人知道我了，我是谁。
And I want to disappear.
我就想要消失。
Now, here is the problem with that.
问题在于呢，两年之后，
became involved in sin.
他就是一种有罪的那个生活中，有罪的关系中。
That broke up his marriage.
然后让他的婚姻破裂。
And left him crushed.
然后他整个人都就破碎了，人都不行了，压碎了。
And I have always wondered.
我就总是在想。
And again, this is not, please, this is not a criticism of big churches. No,
这个不是对那个大型教会的批评啊。
It is a criticism of the reason that this person chose a big church.
而是说这个人他为什么选他去那个巨型教会的原因是对这个的一个批评。如果他就待在一个社群里边，也许就会警告他。
And again, it's not a criticism of mega churches because in a mega church they have opportunities for community. This was his choice.
因为呢， 不是对这个超级教会、巨型教会的批评，因为即使在大教会里边呢，他们也有机会呢，你可以形成这个社群。
So don't leave.
他自己的问题。
Don't leave and say I can't invite anyone to church because Pastor McElwain doesn't want our church to get any bigger.
你不能对别人说哦，我可不能邀请任何人来我们教会，因为牧师不想让我们教会变得太大，人太多。我不是这个意思啊。
But for someone who has been hurt by church, it's easy to want to suffer.
你知道有些人他在教会也是受到伤害。对他来讲很容易，他就说那我就离开教会。
Many people who go to church,
很多去教会的人呢，
but they really are not part of a community.
但是他却不是社群中的一部分。
People who are constantly looking for a church with no mistakes,
或者那个不断的在找一个完美教会的一些人呢。
No difficulties.
没有困难，这个教会没有困难，没有问题。
A church where they are comfortable.
就是他们觉得，哎呀，在那儿很舒服自在的教会。
I had a dear student I loved very much.
我有一个很亲爱的学生。
She and her husband.
她和她的先生。
Two wonderful little children.
他们有两个很可爱的孩子。
Wonderful little children. So you know I'm not talking about
you. 我是小孩子，小三星，哎，小小孩。
I have to clarify that today. They moved out west.
他们就搬到那个西部去了。
And she called me and she said, "We're looking for a church. Can you pray that we'll find a church?"
然后他就给我打电话说，我们在找一个教会，请你为我祷告，我们找到合适的教会。
Couple weeks later, she called. She said, "We found a church. We are so excited."
他说我们找到了一个教会，我们好兴奋。过了两个星期。
We would talk every once in a while.
然后我们就隔一阵子聊打一下电话。
They loved the church. The church had a good.Children's program.
他们很喜欢的教会，教会的那个儿童事工也很好。
And little by little, she began to tell me, "Ah,、we don't like this."
然后慢逐渐就告诉我说，哎，我不喜欢这个。
There are some this problem in the church.
教会有这个问题。
And eventually, they were looking for another church.
最终呢，他们就开始去找另外一个教会。
I went online. I said, "What about you? Why don't you check this church?"
然后呢，我到网上，我就说，哎，你要不要去看看的，去那个教会看看？然后他们就去了，我就推荐了个教会，他们就去，就说很喜欢，他们说太好了，每样东西都很完美，大家都很有爱心，然后那个也很有热情。
And then,
又过了没多久呢，
we're a little disappointed of the pastor.
他们又对这个牧师 有这么一点失望。
Do you think it's okay that they sang this song?
哎，你觉得他们唱这个歌合适吗？
Really was hurt last week. Somebody didn't talk to me.
上个星期有人没跟我说话，我觉得挺受伤害的。
Soon they were moving.
然后没多久，他们又换一个教会。
One day,
有一天呢
，she called me. We were talking.
然后他又给我打电话。
I said to my student,
我对我的学生说
，I think I have figured out what's wrong with all the churches you go to.
我就现在明白找出来为什么这些你所有去的教会的问题了。
She said, "Oh, good. What's that?"
他说太好了，是什么问题呢
？I think what's wrong with the churches.
我就觉得说你的那个群的教会的问题在于
，You go to them.
因为你去了。
She said, "Why did you say that?"
他就说你怎么这么讲呢
？I said, "Because the first week you go, they're perfect."
因为第一个星期时候那个教会都很好啊。
But the longer you go,
因为你去的时间越久了。
The worse they get.
他们就变得越来越糟糕。
The only thing I can figure out is it's you.
我唯一能想出来原因就是你。
I was trying to be gentle.
我很想要很温柔，很柔和。
But it is also true.
但是那个也是真实的。
You see, it's much easier to stand back and criticize.
你知道。站在后边什么也不做，就在那儿批评是很容易的。
Then to become a part of community.
那肯定比成为那个社群的一部分要容易的多。
It's much easier to move on to another place.
你说你就是不行，我就换个地方，这个是很容易的。
Then to become part of community.
而是你成为这个可是不比成为一个社区的一部分要容易的多。
You see, I think many of us.
我们很多人。大多数人
treat churches like a restaurant.
我对待教会的态度像对餐馆的态度。
There was a little restaurant that I would go and meet people for breakfast.
就是有一个小餐馆，我常常会在那里跟大家一起吃早餐。
They changed.
跟有人， 然后呢，他们就会换他们。
They changed menus.
他们会换他们的菜单呐、啊，会换他们的那个程序。
The service kind of got bad.
有的时候那个服务就不太好。
And one day I went in and my coffee cup was dirty.
然后有一天我看我的给我那咖啡的杯子都是脏的。
So now I go to a different restaurant to meet people for breakfast.
现在呢，那我就换了一个餐馆去跟。
Another word,
人跟见面。
I had no lifelong loyalty that caused me to say, okay, I have to sit down with the owner and explain to him. Our problems, right? It's just easier to go to a different restaurant.
因为我对那个餐馆，我没有说这个好像一个忠诚或者一个必要，我要跟餐馆老板说啊，我们就能坐下来讨论这个问题是什么，我就去到另外一个餐馆就好了。
And I think that's fine for restaurants.
我觉得对餐馆这种态度是可以的。
There's plenty of McDonald's in the world.
因为在北京啊，有好多麦当劳店。
But what I want you to see over today and probably next week.
我想今天跟下周要讲的，我希望大家能明白。
There's a bunch of New Testament images for the church.
在那个新约的教会呢，对教会的描述有不同的一个描述，有不同的图像。比如说，说教会是家庭。
A bride.
是新娘，耶稣基督的新娘。
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的居住的所在。
A body.
是一个身体。
Nowhere in the New Testament do I find an image of the church as a fast food restaurant.
但是呢，却没有在一个地方在新约把新约教会描述成一个快餐店。
A bride is forever.
你的新娘就是永远是你的妻子，永远是新娘。
A family is forever.
家庭也是永远的。
This is good news for you, young men.
所以对你们年轻人是好事。
Even if mom and dad get really frustrated, they can't just ship you away.
爸爸妈妈对你们很生气，也不能把你们扔出去。
You are family.
你是家庭中的一员。
As I told my daughter,
就像我告诉我女儿
，Being a father is a life sentence.
作为爸爸可是终身那个老终身判决。是圣殿。
It's a building that lasts.
是那个永远持续的一个圣殿。
All of those images,
所有这些图像、这些描述
，are long term,
都是一个长期的。
You can't swap out your bride every time she does something you don't like.
你不能说每次她、你的那个新娘、你的妻子做了什么不喜欢的、你不喜欢的事情就换一个。
You can't change your family every time they offend you.
每次你的家里人让你不高兴的时候，你说我就换个家庭，那也不行。
The temple took decades to build. You can't tear it down every time you see something you don't like about it.
那圣殿呢，是花了几十年时间的建好的，你不能说每次不喜欢就把圣殿拆了重建。
And I can tell you from painful experience.
从我那个个人的这个痛苦的经历，我也可以告诉你。
We're stuck with the body we're born in.
我们就被局限在我们生的出生的这个身体里边。
And I can't just say, well, this one has no hair. I'd like to swap it.
因为我这个头发太少了，我想换一个身体，头发更多一些。
You understand? All of these images,
所有这些对这个身对这个教会的描述
，are things that have flaws.
都是呢有缺陷的、有瑕疵的这个描述。
As one lady said,
就像一位女士讲
the only perfect bride in the world is my husband's first wife that he keeps telling me about.
她说我先生的这个完美世界上完美的新娘就是我先生的第一个太太她一直给我讲
There are no perfect brides.
那里没有完美的那个新娘
There are no perfect families.
没有完美的家庭但是却是永久的
And so the imagery that the New Testament uses
所以呢，新约里边所用来描绘教会的形象
is a body of believers.
是就是一个身体，是一个
come together.
是一群基督徒聚在一起
grow together.
他们一起成长
Sometimes they hurt together.
有时候呢，也一起彼此伤害，一起受伤害
Quite honestly, sometimes they hurt each other.
你要很有时候呢，也是彼此伤害呀，但是也是在伤害中成长
But they keep coming back.
但是他们不断的回到一起
They stay a part of the body.
他们就成为这个身体的一部分
Because that is what God has us to be.
因为那就是神创造我们塑造我们要成为的
The Holy Spirit uses Christian community to form us in the image of Christ.
圣灵就是用这个基督徒的社群来把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
Ephesians 4.
在以弗所书第四章。
I look at two scriptures.
我们来看两处经文。以弗所书第四章。
Starting at verse 11.
在十一节开始。
He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry.
为要成全圣徒。
For building up the body of Christ.
各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And look at the point, the goal to which he is building us up.
那神建立我们的目标是什么呢？他的心意。目的是什么呢？
Till we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
To mature, full-grown manhood.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
To measure up to the stature of the fullness of Christ.
就是满有基督长成的身量。
Do you hear?The incredibly high goal that Paul has here.
你听到了神就是保罗所讲的神对我们这个高超的这个远大的目标远大宏伟的目标吗？
Imagine that on the first Sunday you were at PBCCC.
想一想你第一次来到这个教会的时候。
You had walked in the door.
你进来。
And said to the pastor.
你对牧师说。
What's your goal for me if I come here?
问牧师说我如果来到这个教会你对我的这个目标目的是什么
Imagine if he said, oh, that's easy.
然后想象一下牧师说很容易。
Our goal is to make you just like Jesus.
我们的这个目标就是让你能像耶稣基督。
You'll measure up to the stature of him.
你就是蛮有耶稣基督的身量。
Would you have been a little shocked?
你会不会听了挺吃惊的
I would be.
我会觉得吃惊。
Because that's a pretty high goal.
因为那是一个很高远的目标。
And yet, that's what Paul says is our goal.
但是这里保罗告诉我们，那就是我们的目标。
That we are growing.
我们要达到基督耶稣那丰盛完美的身量。
And we are doing it as part of this body.
我们这样做是作为以这个身体来作为一个身体来达到这样的一个目标。
Romans 12, another example.
在罗马书十二章又有另外一个例子。
In 50 years, I have heard dozens of sermons on Romans 12 verses 1 and 2.
在过去五十年，我听到真的是好几打的这个讲道是讲罗马书十二章一到二节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.
所以弟兄
们 present yourselves a living sacrifice.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的。
Many, many sermons.
有好多好多讲道都在讲这个。
Many sermons on verse 2.
然后也有很多讲道在讲第二节。
Be not transformed, or be not conformed, I'm sorry, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
But a few months ago, I decided that most people's Bible have a misprint.
然后我就几个星期前发现，哎，可能很多人的圣经是不是记错了
？Because I never hear any sermons after verse 2. The rest of the chapter seems to be missing.
然后呢，因为在很多人呢就讲到一章二也十二章一到二节，后边就没有人再讲了。
And the rest of the chapter.
但是十二章后边呢
？Is Paul's application of verses 1 and 2.
就是保罗把一二节用在实际的生活中。
You see, you think back, and I've done the same thing.
你往后想一想，回顾以前，我也做过同样的事啊，当然。
When a pastor preaches on Romans 12:1,
当牧师讲十二章第一节的时候，罗马书十二章一节。
Give yourselves.
把你身体献上，当做活祭。
At the end of the sermon, and I've done this.
我也这样做了啊，就是在讲到结束的时候。
How many of you will commit that you will be a living sacrifice?
多少人愿意把自己献上当做活祭呢？
And we raise our hands,
我们都举手，我们哭。
Blessed be the tie that binds, and we feel good.
然后我们就觉得我们就会这样子了，然后我们就感觉挺好的。
But I, with many others, have made a terrible mistake with that.
但是我呢，还有别人也做了一个很糟糕的一个错误，犯了一个错误。
Because Paul says,
因为保罗说
，Don't finish with how many will raise your hand.
不要说我多少人举手了，我们就结束了。
Instead, Paul says,
而是说
，Now this is what this is going to look like.
在这样实际生活中会看得像什么样呢？
Don't think of yourself more highly than you should.
不要看自己比别人高。
Have sober judgment how you measure yourself.
就是你要看自己看得合乎中道。
And live, verse 4, as members of the body.
而且就像是身子上的肢体一样，这样来生活。
Using your gifts to serve the rest of the body.
按照你的恩赐来服侍这整个身体。
And so the end of the sermon on Romans 12:1 should end like this.
所以呢，这个如果你是讲罗马书十二章第一节，那你结束的时候应该是这样的。
How many of you will talk to a pastor this week and find out where you can use your gift to serve the church?
多少人上个星期给牧师打电话说，或者跟他讲话说，我怎么样用我的恩赐来服侍教会呢？
And I guarantee you there would be fewer hands going in the air.
我想我如果这么问，可能没有多少人会举手。
Because that's harder.
因为那个就更难了。
Right?
对不对？
I get blank looks. Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Maybe it's the next story. And he goes on.
然后他继续说。
Give yourself as a living sacrifice.
把你自己献上当做活祭。
What's that look like?
那看起来像怎么样？
Verse 10, love one another with brotherly love.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Outdo one another in showing honor.
恭敬人要彼此推让。
Have a competition in your church.
如果在你们教会里有增进。
Who can honor most?
这个教会有个竞赛，就是谁能够更加的去推让或者以恭敬以尊敬之心互相尊重呢？这整个章节整个一章
show hospitality
就是要彼此款待
rejoice with those in your body who are rejoicing and weep with those who are weeping
与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人要同哭
verse 16 it hurts
第十六节可是让人不舒服
verse 1 if you are presenting yourselves a living sacrifice
第一节，如果你把自己献上当作活祭，那第十六节
，live in harmony with one another，
就是要彼此同心，彼此和睦。
Every one of these, I think you can read it if you are presenting yourselves a living sacrifice.
每一句话你都可以读成说，如果你把自己献上当作活祭
，then this is what you will do.
那就是下边这个就是你要做的。
You'll not be haughty.You associate with the humble.
不要自以为聪明，要辅救卑微的人。
If you are presenting yourselves a living sacrifice,
如果你把自己献上当作活祭
you will never be wise in your own eyes.
你就不会自以为聪明。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
That's a whole lot harder than raising my hand and saying, Yeah, I'll give myself as a sacrifice.
这个时候不要自以为聪明，可是比举起手来说，哦，我要把自己献上当作活祭容易得多。
Because what this means is,
因为这个就意味着
that when Brother Hong Jin and I are having an argument,
当我跟这个弟兄有一个争论的时候
if I present myself as a living sacrifice,
如果我把自己献上当作活祭
I have to listen to him.
我得听他讲
I have to take what he says seriously.
我必须把他讲的认真的来对待。
Because I'm not being wise in my own eyes.
因为我不能自以为聪明。
I'm realizing that God may give him some wisdom.
我也意识到说神也给他智慧。
You understand?
你了解吗？
All of these are very practical.
这一切都是很实际的。
Application.
都是非常实际的应用。
Of give yourself a living sacrifice.
把你自己作为活祭献上。
That's why I have come to believe.
因为这样呢，就我就相信
that one of the most important ways in which God shapes us in His image.
就是神用来把我们塑造出他形象的一个最重要的方式，就是
All the things we've been talking about are how are we shaped in the image of Christ.
我们所有的一切在讲呢，就是我们如何被塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
And I come to believe that one of the most important ways.
我相信这个最重要的其中最重要的方式就是
through our participation in the community.
就是我们要参与到基督徒的社群中。
Now, what I am not saying is,
我没有讲的是，我没有说
through going to church.
没有说你就是要被塑造成耶稣基督形耶稣的形象，就是通过去教会。
Going to church is part of it.
去教会是其中的一部分。
But you can go to church your whole life.
但是你可能整个一生都去教会。
And not be a part of that church's community.
但是却没有成为这个教会的一员。
I don't even think I mean by being a member of a small group.
我甚至也不是在讲说你成为一个小组的一员。
That's part of it.
那也是其中的一部分。
But you can be a member of a small group.
你可以成为小组的一员。
And never truly care as part of that small group.
但是却从来没有敞开在这个小组里边分享。
Being a part of a Christian community.
成为这个基督社群的一部分
is much bigger than all of them.
比这一切都大，都广阔。
So that's what we're looking at.
那就是我们所看的。
We were made, we were created for community.
我们被造是要参与社群的，是被社都有这种需要。
I think I said this before in here.
我想我在以前讲过。
You know, in Genesis 1,
在创世纪第一章。
Over and over it says, and after each day of creation, and God saw that it was very good.
就是每一天神造完之后，神就说，神看着是好的这一切。
He saw what he had made, and it was very good.
神看到他所造的，神说，神看这一切都为好。
Does anyone know the first time in the Bible that it says that God looked and saw that it was not good?
你知道第一次神说他看他造的，然后说这个不好是什么吗？
嗯。The first place that it says that God said it was not good.
第一次神说这个不好。他看着。
It was not good.
他看亚当就说那个人独居不好。
That men should leave alone.
说那个人自己独自生活不好。
Now, I know we read that as just kind of, you know, the people, the students who come to the Bible college, they all put that on their dorm.
我知道在这个圣经学院，这个学生呢，就把这条放在他们的这个宿舍外边写，那人独居不好。
But that verse is much bigger than that. You know, that's what they think it's all about.
他们想的就是说那人独居不好的意思就是要找个
They might not know John 3:16, but they know Genesis.
虽然他们没有读这句，但是他们知道创世纪这一句，但是神的意思比这个要大的广阔的多。神要讲的比这个要广阔很多。
It is. We were created.
我们被创造了。
Be part of community.
是就是要被成为社区的一部分。
What's that look like for us?
那对我们在实际生活中看得像怎么样呢？
In community,
在这样一个社群中
we begin to see ourselves.
我们就开始看到了自己。
You see, I'm not going to realize really how stubborn I am.
我就没有办法意识到自己有多固执。
Until, as part of community,
只有我成为社群的一部分，我都没法意识到自己有多固执。
Does something I don't like.
当大家做一些事情我不喜欢的时候
You see, as long as it's just me and Jesus,
只要我和耶稣
I don't feel very stubborn.
我不觉得我挺固执的
But if it's me and Brother Hong Jian, who seems to be the one I decided to pick on today,
然后如果是我跟那个
I'm giving Richard a week off.
我今天找另外一个弟兄，今天给理查德弟兄一个休息
When he and I,
当这位弟兄跟我有意见不同时当我们有冲突的时候
And the Holy Spirit begins to say,
然后圣灵就提醒我说
Do you realize you have even considered that he might be right?
你有没有想过你甚至都没有想过那个对方可能是对的
All of a sudden a spotlight is shining on the stubbornness
突然好像有探照灯就让我看到了那个我里边这种固执
Right?
对不对
And at that point, I have the opportunity.
在那个点上，我有一个机会。
To say,
就说，神啊，谢谢你。
I didn't know I was so stubborn.
我都不知道我有这么固执。这个是为了帮助我在这方面。
And I can begin to grow in His image.
这样的话，我就可以在神的形象
上成长。But that happens through.
但是那一切发生的是通过了基督徒的社群。
I've quoted him here a lot of times, Dr. Dennis Kinlaw.
我在这里讲过很多次，用那个金丹尼博士的。
He said, a person does not realize his self-centered bent when he lives in isolation.
一个人呢，他如果是离群所独居的话，他是意识不到自己这个自我中心的倾向的。
It is in community that we begin to realize the problems and souls.
只有在社群里边，我们才能看到自己灵魂里的问题。
Jesus' great example for that is calling the disciples.
这个主耶稣给我们立下这个一个很大的一个榜样，一个例子，就是他所呼召的这些门徒。
And forcing.12 men,
就是迫使这十二个人
all 12 of them would have been perfectly happy to spend 3 years just them and Jesus.
这十二个人呢，如果他们这三年单独跟主耶稣在一起，他们会都很高兴的。
Peter would have been happy.
那彼得肯定很开心。
This is my good friend Jesus.
这是我的好朋友耶稣。
He calls me the rock.
他称我是磐石。
John, he'd have been happy.
约翰也会很开心。这是耶稣。
Don't mess with the fine oil, you fall down far from heaven.
如果你们在那捣乱的话，就从天上降火。
But Jesus does something much more difficult for them.
但是主耶稣让他们去做的却更困难。
12 people who are all different.
这十二个人都完全不同。
Different personalities.
不同的个性。
Different ways of thinking.
不同的想法。
I'm sure different preferences for food.
我相信他们喜欢吃的食物也不同。
Different ideas about how far we should travel between stops.
他们就是每一站我们应该走多远，在哪儿停，大家想法
可能也不同。Should we leave early in the morning or should we sleep in?
我们应该早点起床还是多睡一会儿。
All of those, we forget this, but they were real people.
我们都忘掉他们是真实的人。
How many of you agree that if you're going on a trip, you should be up and out of the house driving by at least 4:30 to beat the traffic?
多少人觉得如果你要是出去出门，你应该早晨四点半就出门，这样的话不会出马交通。你看这儿他的地址跟我一样。他说那个山上姐妹不是这样吗？
And my point is this.
我的观点就是
There was a sharing among the disciples.
所以呢，在这个门徒中间，他们有很多的不同，有。然后那边是理查的。
Three years.
这三年之中
，I can stand it for a day.
我可以在那一天，我可以忍受。
Only late, you know, for a day or two.
如果你想晚点出门也可以。
Three years.
但是三年，我想。
Having to fight traffic.
如果他们要是
Because she wouldn't let us leave early enough.
我想早点出门，但这个人不让我早点出门。
3 years,
三年
of working together as a community.
作为一个
agreed on so many things.
他们有很多事情看法不同，但是他们却要作为一个社群住在一起。
Do you understand how hard that was?
你知道这有多难吗？
Jesus knew they needed it.
但是主耶稣知道他们需要这个。
Because it was in those 3 years that they began to realize.
因为在这三年之中，他们开始意识到
their weaknesses.
他们的软弱
their problems.
他们自己的问题
they began to grow.
他们就开始成长。
We are made for community.
我们被造就是为了要成为社群的一部分。
We grow.As a community.
我们也作为社群整体来成长。
We provide security, we gain security.
当我们在社群里边，我们也有这种安全感。
My wife wanted to watch one of these videos about Africa.
然后呢，我太太有一次就想看关于这个非洲的一个视频。
And they had a thing about the lions.
然后其中呢，就有一个就是那个狮子，讲狮子的。
And the lions do not attack a whole.
然后呢，那个狮子它不会是说去攻击整个的一群动物。
They chase them.
他就开始追这一群。
Until one kind of lags behind.
直到有一个呢，就开始慢慢落后了。
And as soon as that one lags behind,
只要那个动物呢，他就开始离开这个群体。
Is the moment at which I said, "Why are we watching this? I'm going to have nightmares."
然后我就看着，我就问我太太说：“你干嘛看这个呀？我们会做噩梦的。”
I'm too young for all this blood and gore.
我太年轻，我不能看这么血淋淋的东西。
Because as soon as the lions can pick one off,
只要这个狮子它能够找到一只就是落队的。那这个落队的就已经在危险之中了。
And I think that is very much a picture.
我觉得这就是基督徒社群的一个很好的描述，一个代表的图片。
That's a reference. First Peter tells us.
彼得前书第一章告诉我们。
Satan goes along around as a roaring lion.
撒旦好像吼叫的狮子。
Seeking may devour.
遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And I think his technique is often the technique that I saw on that terrible National Geographic special.
因为我觉得那个撒旦所用的计谋啊，就是像我所看的那个国家地理杂志上所显示的这个非洲的狮子怎么攻击这个，怎么吃。
You realize?
你意识到了吗？
This picture.
这些人可是。一点都不是对感谢你。然后呢，他们有点伤害你，让你心里面觉得有点受伤害。
You know, he's a hypocrite. He's not nearly as good as Peter.
然后呢，你说他就在心里说，哦，你看那个人是个伪君子，他怎么这样说的？然后你又离这个社群也，你又往后落后一点，一点一点，一点一点。
Until you're isolated.
直到你最后跟这个社群。
And at that point.
就在那一点上，这个吼叫的狮子
has a victim ready to devour.
它就有一个猎物了，它就可以去吞吃了。
That's the imagery that Peter uses.
那就是彼得想用的。Richard, maybe you want to say something.
Richard, right? Yeah, exactly.
这有点就像刚才他想说，最刚开始提到他那个去那个巨型教会的朋友。
We see this all through the New Testament.
我们在新约里不断看到这样的描述。
55 times in the New Testament.
在新约里有五十五。
In fact, sometime if you want to do a very good study,
如果你想做一个深入的学习研究的话
take you a magic or a marker,
拿一个那高光笔
marker, and just highlight everywhere you see the words one another.
你就在找到新约里边那个彼此的那个词
over and over.
不断的他就说
20 times love one another.
二十次说彼此相爱。
Have peace with one another.
彼此和睦。
Be affectionate towards one another.
彼此相爱。
Humble towards one another.
彼此谦卑。
Receive one another.
彼此接纳。
Wait for one another.
彼此等待。
I have to leave later, Sharon. That's what it tells me.
我得晚点出门，因为上面写的要彼此等候。
Care for one another.
要彼此照顾。
Serve one another.
彼此
服侍。Be kind to one another. Forgive one another.
彼此饶恕。
Comfort one another. Over and over and over and over.
彼此安慰，这样不断的说。
Why?
为什么？
We are created to be a part of this body.
因为我们被造是要成为这个社群的一部分。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
I am building my church.
我在建造我的教会。
And the gates of hell stand against it.
这个阴间的权势不能胜过。
A church.
是一个教会。
This is what he came to.
主耶稣来到人间是为了这个目的。
So, some of the images of the church.
所以呢，所用的这个关于教会的描述的形象就是
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是耶稣基督的心腹。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章。
We are his bride.
我们是他的心腹。
He gave himself to cleanse, sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of water by the word.
他为教会舍己，用水借的道把教会洗净。
He might present us to himself.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会。
A bride.
是一个荣耀的新娘。
Now, I spent a lot of time teaching college.
我有三十年在一个基督教学院里教书。
Which meant that I met a lot of students from churches.
所以呢，我就碰到很多从教会里长大的孩子。
It's going to be very rare for a person to come to a Christian college who never went to church.
如果他去到基督教大学里面，但是却从来没有教会，这是很少见的。
And many of them.
他们其中很多人。
Had some bad experience at church.
他们在教会里面都会有那个不愉快的经历。
And so I would try to listen.
所以我就想要听他们讲。
Be open.
对他们敞开。
But on a few occasions.
但是偶尔有几次。
I would realize that it had gone beyond this is a hurt that I want to work through.
就已经超过了，就说本来就是一个伤害，但是我要在这上面来工作。
It's sort of an attitude of I'm the only one right.
然后呢，他们就变成一种态度，就是说我是唯一正确的。
Had a student who was.
那有的学生一旦结婚了。
He just kept hammering on how terrible all the children.
然后他就不断的说这教会都有多糟糕。
And one day I looked at him.
然后有一天我就看着他。
I smiled so he would know that I was joking.
我开始微笑。他觉得我在开玩笑，真想给他来一拳。我说。
I've been meaning to tell you.
说我想要跟你说啊。
I hope this won't offend you.
我希望这个不会冒犯你或者得罪你。
Your wife is really ugly.
我想说你太太很丑。
And she has a horrible personality.
然后她的个性也很不好。
He said, what?
然后他就说你什么意思？你说什么
？I said, does that bother you?
我说这个让你不舒服吗
？Of course it bothers me. That's rude.
你怎么会这么说？这个也太不礼貌了。
I said, but we have just spent almost an hour.
我说但是呢，我们基本上花了快一个小时。
With Jesus listening.
耶稣在听。
While you told him.
然后你就告诉他说。
That his bride was ugly.
你告诉他说。他的新娘很丑
and had a terrible personality.
个性也很不好
How do you think he feels?
你觉得耶稣会怎么感受呢
Tell us.
那就是保罗告诉我们的
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是耶稣基督的心腹
It's precious to me.
对他是很宝贵的
To him, I'm sorry. He cares about his bride.
他很在意他的新娘
And so I must love it.
所以我也必须要去爱教会。
If I love him.
如果我爱耶稣的话，我也必须要爱他的
心腹。Because it just doesn't go well to say to someone, I really like you, but I hate your wife.
你如果对一个人说我很喜欢你，但是我很讨厌你太太，估计这个结局不是太好。
Can't say that to Jesus.
你不能这样对耶稣。
But how many times have I heard someone say?
但是我有多少次听到有人说
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
But I hate the church.
但是我讨厌教会。
They are sad.
他们说的就是。
Oh yes, he was a believer. Yes, I wouldn't say that to an unbeliever.
我刚才所说的那个。
He was planning to be a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
That's why no, I wouldn't say that to just any, but he needed to learn.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be a pastor. You've got to love the church.
因为刚才有一个David 弟兄就问了，说刚才我的学生 just explain。是个相信主的人，我说是，他都要成为牧师了，所以我要让他明白说，你要成为牧师，你不能对教会有这种态度。
No, an unbeliever definitely would have a different.
我如果不是一个不是个不信主的人，我不会这么想。
I may not have. Yeah.
教会是基督耶稣的心腹，是对他很宝贵的。
The church is a family.
教会是一个家庭。
How many of you? Have some members of your family that sometimes irritate you.
你多少人有家里有成员让你很烦？
Yeah, I see
those hands. 我都看到举手了，一看就没，是不是都想举手
？If your hand is not up,
如果你的手没有举起来
，That means you are the one that everyone else in your family is thinking about.
你怎么就是家里别的成员觉得你是这个让他们烦的人
？Those are the only two options.
因为只有两种选择。
You know, many times there's someone in our family
that
frustrates us.
有的时候会让我们很恼火。
But here's what I've noticed.
但是我注意到
If an outsider
如果一个外人
starts to make fun of them,
就开始开他们的玩笑，嘲笑他们。
Now we become defensive.
然后你马上就开始捍卫他们。
Wait a minute, they're not that bad.
他们没那么糟糕。
And then we start to see, you know, some good points.
然后你就看到让你烦的那个人身上的一些优点。
My son and daughter would argue.
我的儿子和女儿总会两个人争论。
He was short and she was tall.
然后呢，这个男孩子呢很高，那个不是，当姐姐很高，弟弟很低的时候。
So、she called him shrimp.
所以呢，他就把这个弟弟叫做小虾米。
And he would get so angry.
然后这个弟弟就好生气。
And finally, he came and said.
然后最后呢就说。
Dad, don't let her call me shrimp.
就爸爸，你别让他叫我小虾米。然后我就对姐姐说：“你不能这样叫，你弟弟很生气。”不要再这样做。他说：“我好，对不起。”然后第二天呢，下个星期我再经过他房间。
And she says, "Seafood? You want to go out and play?"
给你有这个海鲜，你想不想要一盘那个？
I gave up.
然后我就放弃了。
She's smarter than me.
他比我聪明，他有别的办法来叫他。
But here's the thing.
这就是一个问，但是呢
，If any of her friends，
如果任何他我女儿的朋友
，picked on
me， 如果就是找我弟找他弟弟的麻烦，或者说他
，They were no longer her friend.
那他们就不再是他的朋友了，因为他们是一个家庭。
In the church，
在教会里边。
We have some people who are difficult.
我们有一些难以相处的人，但是我们是家庭，我们爱这个家庭。
All right, we're out of time.
时间到了。
We'll continue this next week.
我们下个星期再继续。
Lord, would you help us to love one another?
主啊，求你帮助我们彼此相爱。
You loved us.
你爱我们。
You loved us as a church.
你爱我们作为一个教会。
You gave yourself for us.
你为我们舍己，为教会舍己。
As a church.
你是为整个教会舍己。
So help us to love one another.
求你帮助我们彼此相爱。
To care for one another.
就是彼此照顾。
To value each other the way you value your church.
就像你看重你的教会，宝贵你的教会来宝贵彼此。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.